ESPN Radio. Radio. This is the Thundering Herd Podcast.
What's really happening out there in this world is really fascinating. Technology is changing everything. Don't need the post office as much anymore. We see it with music, albums and CDs. Bye-bye. Now it's all digital downloads. Bookstores. Don't need them. Go to Amazon.com, same-day delivery. Technology's changing everything. Not only do you have to get things to people more quickly, and if you don't like newspapers, they can't deliver the news as quickly. It doesn't matter if your quality is better. Newspapers are better than Twitter. Newspapers are smarter than Twitter, but Twitter gets stuff quickly. Good restaurants are better than fast food, but fast food gets it to you quickly. Sales are way up. Other restaurants, flat. The reality is our society, it's not always quality now. People want stuff and they want it quickly. And I'll give you an example. For as profoundly popular as American Idol was, it was the number one TV show for about a decade. Not many of those people were stars. Because the problem was, unless you were Carrie Underwood attractive and talented, and of all the guys and gals that won, if 30, 50, 100, like two have been stars. Stars. Because after you won American Idol, you couldn't deliver your music to the market quickly enough. It takes 6 to 8 months to get your music out. Yet on a show that's not even close to as popular, most of you have never heard it or seen it, America's Next Designer, the day after the winner won the show, their stuff was in stores the next day. Delivered. A lot more hit designers than musical hits, even though one show is more popular. Can you deliver stuff quickly to the market? Are you fast? What's your pace? What's your tempo? Golf is dying in America. Dying. Yesterday, Dick's Sporting Goods laid off 500 golf pros. It's 20% of their business. 408 golf courses closed last year. And 400,000 people quit golf last year. Tiger, my friends, was the duct tape. Golf majors down 30%, non-majors down 50 to 60%. Listen to this quote. This is from Mark King, former president of TaylorMade, recently named president of Adidas North America Golf. Listen to this. He goes, every macro indicator we've been looking at for 20 years, rounds played, women coming into the game, all these things we tracked, there's less people playing. Young people now entering the game after high school, 18 to 30-year-olds, down 35%. I don't like where the game's going. It's dying right in front of our eyes. Tiger was the duct tape. It's not quick enough. You can't ask dads now to go spend 7 hours on a Saturday and Sunday away from their family and kids. It's not fast enough. Now, I'm older. I like new technology. I don't live for it. I'm not online all day. My kids, teenage daughter, they're online all the time. Everything, all the apps. I'm not, so I can sit through a major. I watched Rory McIlroy for 2.5 hours. I loved it, but I'm 50. 20 and 30-year-olds, they're not dumber. It's just new technology. If we grew up with the technology, had our face in an iPad all day, we'd expect stuff too. Look around. It is amazing. That's why I said the NFL red zone was brilliant. Even though the game is fast and full of action, NFL saw it and said, we've got to make it faster and faster and faster and faster. That's why the NFL loves the no huddle. More plays, more plays, more plays, more plays, more plays. The no huddle, that's really why the league likes it. It gives you and I 32 more plays a game. More action, more action, more action. It is amazing what is happening to golf. Yesterday, two major golf distribution centers basically said, it's dying. Dick's Sporting Goods, it's dying. We're getting out of the business. Golf Digest, we can't sell our magazine. It's what I've said about soccer. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. There's no stoppages. It's under 2 hours. Even in overtime, you go to penalty kicks, it's over in 7 minutes. 45% growth, World Cup to World Cup.